This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The moment we've been waiting for. Now, this guy, I think he's like this Israeli guy who just picks up all this information, right? Dov Kleiman, right? You've seen this guy?
Yeah, he kind of just...
He's kind of a
He kind of floats
star.
Out there.
Yeah.
But this is via Ryan Dunleavy, so I want to give appropriate credit to where it's due from the New York Post. Giants, Jets, Week 8, Sunday, October 29th.
I prefer that.
I don't have a time for you yet.
I prefer that.
Should be a night game.
Hit our stride.
Yeah, I don't have a time for you yet.
Now I'm really confident that we're going to smack you around.
Why?
I mean, why?
Just what I said, why?
Because you should have want to catch us early.
You make it sound like you guys are going to be the 72 Dolphins, for God's sakes.
No, I'm not saying
that. I mean,
that
my
all.
God, calm yourself down.
I'm just saying, you should have been begging to get us early.
We'll get you week 8.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Because I got the better 8. How about that?
Oh, look at you. For the minute.
Oh, no, for the season.
Until he's gone.
For the season.
All right. We'll see how it plays out.
He's going to love it so much. He's going to have 1 year.
Oh, he'll sign a 5-year deal. He'll be 57 years old throwing passes at MetLife Stadium.
The Mets are going to sign him.
The Mets will sign him. Nah, he's too young for the Mets. When he's like 43, 44, they'll sign him to like a 5-year, $200 million deal.
You want $43 million a year too? Here you go.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. As the leaks continue, we will let you know what's happening. This is terrific stuff.
I actually like it. I actually prefer the leakage.
You like the leakage?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, because I'm on the interwebs. That's why. Talk to the fruit man. I'm down where people are not supposed to go, and I'm finding out information for the masses here. Nipple pants? Why would you play that?
Why would you say it?
I'm the everyman.
Halftime flackies.
I was born here.
Stop.
I was breastfed here. You done?
Your poor mom.
I work with little babies.
Are we done?
Big baby? How big were you as a baby? Were you a big baby?
I think I was like a decent sized baby. Not big, not little.
Because your mom's not a small woman. She's a small woman. She's not a big
small woman, yes.
Yeah.
Who's the baby now?
I'm the baby.
Because you see your big baby, just poor mom having to carry you around.
Ha ha ha. You can't get that. I was a sweet, easy baby, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're still kind of a baby, but I can only imagine you as a teenager.
I was difficult as a teenager.
Yeah, right. We've heard the stories.
Very difficult. All right, can we get back to the Knicks? You want to ramble on about me as a child?
I want to celebrate is what I want to do.
Celebrate what? The Knicks win?
Well, Knicks win.
You want to sing?
I wanted to rub old mayonnaise on myself.
You want to sing? What do you want?
I sang yesterday or 2 days ago.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Knicks win game 6 and game 7. I will do the show and song. The show.
Deal.
I'll do like the Ryan Gosling Emma Stone movie, which was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. What was that movie? Where they sang La La Land? I'll do the show on Tuesday morning like La La Land.
Okay. I'm in.
Then Brunson hit the three. The whole show.
You'll sing even the reads.
Absolutely. This portion of the show driven by All-American Ford! Oh. Whatever you want.
I can't wait for this. Come on, Knicks. Let's go.
L'Avenore!
Find a way. Who doesn't want to hear 4 hours of you singing everything?
I'll do 4 hours singing. Let's get to it. By the way, I'm being told it's a 1 o'clock game. Giants-Jets.
All right, it's fine.
So we'll take you down in the mid-afternoon. 1-800-919-3776. Jalen Brunson. 48 minutes, 38 points, did everything you could possibly hope for and more, and the Knicks down 10 early, fight back, big lead, squander it, hang on, let's see a game 6 tomorrow night in Miami.
Yeah, I can't wait. They did exactly what we needed to see from them, right? Is that they showed pride, they showed resiliency, and they fought. And after a less than stellar first quarter, which was, I mean, they had more turnovers than they had made field goals, 14 points. They found a way. And I thought that Obi alley-oop was huge. It got the crowd re-engaged, and they go on that 18-2 run. Julius had a good second half. Jalen was, that's an iconic performance you saw from him.
That's exactly what it is. We can't overstate how great he was in that game last night.
Played every minute. Every minute. And you mentioned the points, the rebounds, and the assists. I would also point out he only had one turnover. With the amount of time with the ball in his hands, to have the Knicks turn the ball over 18 times and he only had one of them, that's pretty impressive.
It was awesome. The foul shooting continues to be something they are not great at. We didn't really talk about a lot is that fouling at the end of the game with Mitchell Robinson.
Well, we talked about it. But not a ton.
Like, that worked out well for the Knicks. He was pretty good down the stretch hitting his foul
shots. Yeah, he was. On the early initial hack of Mitch's, he was 3 or 4.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you could point to, you want to start going over big plays in the game. I would say that the Obi Toppin dunk got the crowd back into
it. The Grimes play where it looked like he was hobbled.
That was awesome.
Oh, was great. That was one of those Garden moments, right?
Yeah, that was an amazing moment.
And listen, this is a hard place to play, and I think everyone would agree with that. But when Robinson got fouled and the whole crowd's giving like an ovation to kind of motivate him to go up there and hit his shots, it's just those are the moments that maybe only New York can have.
Well, but it's also the advantage of playing at home. Is the crowd trying to will you to success?
Of course they are.
And it's about capitalizing on those moments. Like when you start to, when you realize that you have the momentum and the crowd's behind you, how long can you keep it? And they did a really good job with that. I mean, the 18-2 run in the second quarter, and then they had a nice run to start. They went on a 21-5 run in the third quarter to start the third quarter. And then it got dicey.
Yeah. Is there any, I don't want to rain on the parade because it was such a good win and a good result. Any negativity about, that's a big lead. Miami could have easily tapped out in that game and said,
but that's not who Miami is.
Agreed, but it's like, do you feel away because the game got so close, or you're just like, I don't care. They won the game. It's all that matters.
It feels like a trick question because we said the same thing after game two, where it's a win. Doesn't matter if Jimmy Butler played or not.
Right.
And then we went down to Miami and got smacked. So I would be lying if I said there wasn't any concern. Because, Jimmy Butler took 12 shots last night. Had 19 points. Jimmy Butler wasn't great. I thought Grimes did a good job on him, but Jimmy Butler was not in the let me take over this game mode last night.
He was not. He's such a tough player, though.
Yeah, he's a winning player. And in the playoffs, you see the best of him. But last night was not one of his best games of the playoffs. And I gave you the numbers. If he scores 25 points or less, they're 1-2. If he goes for 25-plus, they're 6-0. And then Duncan Robinson got loose, which made me a little nervous. He had that
one
shot.
You know what he didn't talk about either? Like, the fact that through three quarters, Miami was so awful from three.
Couldn't make a shot.
They couldn't hit anything. And then all of a sudden, Duncan Robinson's like, all right, let me get going. And I was like, oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he got going. He had that one shot that was like halfway down. It would have cut the lead to one.
What did it get down? It got down to two, right?
Yeah, but the Knicks had an answer, which was good to see. And then you had the big putback by Hartenstein.
And then you had the beautiful pass from R.J. Barrett to Hartenstein for the dunk.
Well, that wasn't a pass. It was a layup. Missed layup.
No, but wasn't there a play where he was like at the foul line? It extended it to six. Now, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the putback dunk. But there was also a play where he was like at the foul line and he dished it under. I thought it was to Hartenstein who just laid it in.
I don't know which play you're talking about. The one that I...
Ray, do you remember that play?
The bigger play was the one where Hartenstein put it back.
Right, which extended the lead to four.
When it made it 105-101, yeah.
He drove to the basket hard down the left side. Off glass, a little too strong. Hartenstein goes up and dunks it. I remember that. But I thought there was one where he had the ball. They're up four, and Barrett had the ball at the foul line, kind of like hit I thought it was a cutting Hartenstein who laid it in to put him up six. Ray, you have any recollection of that?
Vaguely. I'm trying to remember what the score was there. I'm looking at the play.
It's definitely in the fourth quarter, and it's probably in the final 5 minutes of the game. Well, while you look for that, let's take a listen. Here's Mitchell Robinson. Thoughts when you're being fouled intentionally down the stretch of the game last night?
I'm knocking these down.
Were you offended?
No, I was not offended at all. And part of basketball.
I was not offended at all. Why is he like whispering?
I thought it was a funny response, though.
I can't be offended.
You just got to go out and you got to go out and make your shots.
What are we offended for? It's smart basketball by Miami.
Right. They know. You're not a good free throw shooter.
You see every time he gets the ball down low, they attack him.
Well, yeah. But there's the one point where they were doing it where Jimmy Butler was just like slapping him on the butt, like, okay, I'm following him.
That's right. Kevin Love like bear hugs him every time.
Big time discrepancy, though, with the free throw attempts. I mean, the Knicks had 40 free throw attempts, and Miami only had 19.
Well, Knicks also killed them on the glass, right? Maybe there's some correlation there.
Yeah, more aggressive. Yeah, better on the glass. I mean, that's again, that's one of the things that they did so well against Cleveland.
So what
rebounding?
What needs to be? We'll get to the calls in a second. 800-919-3776. What needs to be cleaned up in your mind?
Turnovers.
Turnovers.
Yep. They were minus 24 points off of turnovers.
That's no good.
That's not good.
And they had what did you say? 18.
18 turnovers.
Yeah, that's too many. Let's go to some of the calls. Go to Pat in Rockaway. Good morning, Pat. You're on 98.7.
Hey, thanks for having me. How's everybody?
Oh, we're doing great this morning. What do you got?
No, I just got to say, the funniest non-sports you guys ever talked about was like 3 weeks ago about the cousins and the sixth cousin. That was hysterical. I was crying on the phone. I don't remember that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Of course we remember. I said if Ray was with his cousin and then he found out after the fact, would he stay with her or not? Of course.
Guys, that was the funniest non-sports segment ever, man. And that caller that was like, sixth cousin, I'm pulling out. That was just great. Anyway, last night's game. The difference with last night was that the role players gave Tibbs hard effort. We don't get that in this series. Everybody bought the Kool-Aid with the Cleveland series. Grimes, Quigley, Obi, Mitchell Robinson, really not giving him nothing. So we can't blame him all the time. Grimes was great. Jimmy Buckets got away with a horrible call. When that chaos on the floor, when they called, for the foul for Pullum? Look at the rebound. Buckets pulled Grimes by the arm, but they never called that. R.J. Barrett is a deer in headlights. Did you see in that last minute?
I thought he played well last night.
He did, and I'm an R.J. fan. But that's the difference between the two teams. Nobody gives Miami credit. This is going to be 4 years in the Eastern Conference Finals. They don't play to lose. They play to win. But R.J. was scared. Go back to that inbounds with 1 minute to go, and he was coming down with the ball. You could see he didn't know where to go and what to do in
right.
the backcourt.
There was a five-second violation, and we turned the ball over. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right. So he just has to grow through that, and I'm patient enough. Because, listen, I don't mind losing. Just play as hard as you played last night. I'll go through the growing pains. And that was Isaiah who put the putback of a R.J. miss that gave him a six-point lead. That was a huge play.
That gave him a four-point lead.
That was 105-101.
Yeah, because it was a two-point game, and you thought to yourself, oh, dear God. And then Barrett aggressively took the ball to the basket. Hartenstein, nice and easy cleanup. He's a good player. He really adds a dimension to this team.
Which was nice to see, too, because there was an opportunity for RJ to just settle for a three, and he said, you know what, no, I'm going to take it hard. And they came over to help, and Hartenstein was just sitting there by himself, and he put it back.
RJ?
Yes.
Tell me about this Nicolette in Florida. Is this something that we should get ensconced with now, or should we push it back to the next segment?
I think probably based on where the clock is, next segment, but I think you'll find this fascinating.
Is she looking for life advice?
So here's what I can tell you without giving too much away.
Okay.
So this woman, Nicolette, called in.
She seems nice.
Seems lovely. Mm-hmm. Lives in Florida, getting married in Jersey. Fiance, Jets fan, getting married on football Sunday.
Oh.
But there's a really, really important twist to the story.
They're getting married at the stadium.
I can't tell you anymore.
Really? So you won't lead us down the road anymore, but it's worthy of bringing it on air in about 5 minutes.
The remaining detail I can provide to you.
Yes.
There will be, in some form, likely...
Tears.
No. Attendance at MetLife Stadium along with a wedding in the same day.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So I said to RJ, I said, RJ, beautiful day outside. Maybe you go for a run by the water. And you know what the two of them say to me?
No, I have not. Well, Raymond's not going for any runs.
They said to me, you calling RJ fat, huh?
How dare you, first of all.
I mean, I was thinking about RJ's well-being. Get some melatonin, get outside, you know, take in some sunshine. And he thinks I'm calling him fat.
You basically accused him of putting on pregnancy weight.
I accused him of nothing.
I think he does, in all fairness to Dave, RJ does mention that he doesn't like running, but he does run for exercise.
He runs, and I
thought... Nobody likes running.
Gorgeous day. That's not true.
Dave loves running. He gets a runner's high.
No, I hate running. Sherry loves running, though.
You know how, I mean, because we're just standing there, minding my own business, out of nowhere, Dave, you know what I want you to do today? Go for a run.
Yeah, you got to admit, that doesn't come off sounding.
No, I think I said, you know what I'd like to see you do today?
Okay. It's not better. It's not better.
Semantics, sure.
Because somebody, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because somebody tweeted me a photo of them sitting outside having coffee, listening to the show, and I looked at the weather. I was like, God, what gorgeous weather outside.
I think this is a nice cover-up, the way I took it. Less pastries. How about you try salad?
No.
That's how I did it.
No. If you have that feeling, that's internal for you.
Mix in some veggies there.
I don't think you're heavy at all. I think you look great.
Try some carrots.
Pizza, I'd like to give you a full body hug.
Fatty.
Yeah.
I think you look gorgeous. I'm not as
Wow. You know what the epiphany I just had?
What?
Get some cardio, you fatty.
I think you're trying to usurp Ray and I. We can't catch Rick on the physique rankings on the show. You're pulling a Goldberg Mighty Ducks. You're feeding me pastries.
Oh, God. Yes.
It's all a setup.
To Julie the Cat.
Yeah.
Yes. This is my ultimate plan.
Well,
to fatten you up so all of a sudden I can run past you with the weight and I'll be like, oh, look at you. Well, you're the fatty on the show.
You got a big day coming up. You're trying to cut all your carbs. You eat like 500 calories a day.
Let's put the timeline together. Tuesday, Dave announces beginning of new diet.
Right.
Thursday, RJ pastries. I'm just saying.
You know what? Sorry for thinking of you and bringing you treats.
I hugged hard bodies the other night.
You want no hard bodies in here. You want flabby bodies.
Forget it. I'm trying to make you guys the great people that you can be.
No, you're trying to make us portly.
You're not remotely heavy.
Well, not yet.
Well, not if I can have my way, huh? That's what you think. You think I'm a bad guy?
No, I think you're a good guy. I just think you have other... plans.
You think I have an agenda?
Maybe.
You're ridiculous. You know what? I'm going to the calls. I'm not dealing with your nonsense.
Hot, sticky, sweet.
Like those hot, sticky, sweet buns today. Those are delicious. Those coffee
rolls. Did you eat one? No.
No. But I can't have that stuff.
Right, because you're trying to fatten RJ up.
No, because I'm trying to lose weight myself. So how can I have a coffee roll?
I will not be Julie the Cat to your Goldberg.
Or a cruller. I can't have a cruller.
They are delicious, though.
I used to manage a Dunkin' Donuts. I know all about the cruller.
Yeah, I know what she used to do in that Dunkin' Donuts.
You don't know what I used to do.
Yeah, it was like a behind-the-scenes gambling ring.
We used to play Chinese poker.
Right.
Pasoe Dos.
Yeah, well, who was watching the front? Nobody.
Nobody. And then we used to play soccer hockey with, we used to toast the bagels and wrap them in foil and then play soccer with them.
For all you know, there was people that are just walking in helping themselves to munchkins.
No, I was always there.
You're always standing in front.
Always standing in front.
So who was running the poker game?
Poker was in the back.
He's just smart enough to keep a hand.
No, there was
approach.
A jingle. You heard the jingle from the door. And if the door jingled, then you went out and you helped the people.
You walk into the men's room. There's an ace-deuce game going on. The women's room, there's four, five, six.
No, we used to play Chinese poker, Pasoe Dos, and then we would play for shots. And then we used to get obliterated there.
This is nice. This is great.
It's troubling.
It was quite the scene. Let's go to Nicolette in Florida, who needs help or wants advice or maybe just wants to impart wisdom to us. Good morning, Nicolette.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to get your opinion to see if I'm going to be the best wife ever.
Okay.
Or if I'm just crazy. So
hang on.
Engaged.
Nicolette, can I put you on hold for a moment?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. Rick, here you go. You ready?
Yeah, what?
Oh, this is juicy.
Did you just put it on hold because you have an NFL game?
Yeah, oh, not an
oh,
NFL
boy!
Game. Not an NFL game.
Oh, boy!
Aaron Rodgers and your New York Jets.
Okay.
Are you yawning?
No, I'm not yawning.
That really killed them all.
I think it's a juicy game. I don't know with you guys. We'll host on Monday night.
Ooh.
9/11.
Yeah.
The 22nd anniversary.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
Is that juicy for you?
That's juicy.
Aaron Rodgers is going to put Josh Allen through a table.
That is juicy.
Yeah, it is. Oh, baby.
That's a nice way to start.
So you're going to be, oh, he's going to be up late. He's going to be on no sleep. You're going to go to that game?
No.
Why?
I think you just answered the question as to why, because it'll be too late.
No, I think you go to the game and you come right into the studio after.
Absolutely not.
Oh, how good is that? Week one, Monday Night Football. Do we only have one Monday Night game now?
You keep asking that question.
I don't remember what they've done.
Well, why can't we wait till the schedule comes out later?
They've done this weird thing where they've had like the two Monday Nighters in week two.
In week two?
Yeah.
That's weird. Anyhow, oh, that is juicy. That's delicious. All right. Well, apparently they're releasing the schedule on Good Morning America right now.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
Thought it was tonight.
Hey, it's Troy.
They're releasing some big game. They got Strahan and Robin Roberts. RJ, keep an eye on that, would you? Let's bring Nicolette back up.
Good Morning America. They have Strahan and Robin Roberts, yes.
Yeah, but they're announcing the schedule. Nicolette in Florida. All right, Nicolette, I'm sorry. That was very important.
No, I'm still here. That is very important. It works out better for our favorite, too, as Jets fans. So anyway, what I was saying is, am I crazy or am I going to be the best wife ever? We're getting married on November 12th, which obviously is an NFL Sunday up in North Jersey, of course.
Uh-huh.
Our hotel that we will be staying at is right next to MetLife. So I told my fiance, you know, in order for us to book this Sunday venue and date, if there's a Jets home game, you can go tailgate the morning of our wedding if you really would like to, with all your groomsmen, friends, family. And I guess I'll find out at 8:00 tonight if that's going to happen. So crazy or best wife ever? You give me what your opinion is.
I think risky. I mean, do you trust this fella to go out there and have potentially, you know, many alcoholic beverages?
Well, they're going
to
drink anyway.
I do trust him. He doesn't drink that much. And honestly, that news that you just gave us is the best news ever. On top of all this, my bridal shower is September 10th. So, you know, it's opening day, and he was stressed. Again, diehard Jets fan.
Why are you doing everything on football Sundays?
I'm not picking the bridal shower date, but now that it's Monday night, Jets home opener, he's going to go to the game.
As well he should. Why are you getting married on a football Sunday, though?
Because I don't get $1 million check from a team I don't play for every year.
Goodness.
So I don't have all the money in the world to pay for a Saturday wedding.
Yeah, it's a valid point.
That might be the greatest shot ever taken on the show right there.
That's a valid point.
Oh my goodness.
I think you're doing the right thing by letting him go tailgate the day of. Now how about this? What time's the wedding?
So church is at 2:00.
Oh.
So he has plenty of time.
Right in the middle of the game.
He's still gonna miss the game though, Nicolette.
Yeah. Will you have will you have a big screen television at the wedding?
No.
Boy, I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Can we focus on me right now and my feelings after she just destroyed me? Can we focus on me?
Go ahead. What do you not like Rick? Ahead. What was the reason for your broad shot at Rick?
We're Rangers fans.
Oh my goodness.
I love this woman.
I'm done. I'm taking the rest of the day off.
Nicolette, will you keep us posted on the wedding?
Yeah, of course. You guys are invited. You want to come?
Not on a football Sunday. I don't want to be there.
Not on a football Sunday, nope.
Yeah, you crazy?
Oh, 5-hour open bar.
No.
Ooh, that's nice.
You could pay me $1,000 and I wouldn't be at the wedding.
Trust me, we got that sentiment from quite a few people.
I'm sure.
That's just how life is.
All right. Well,
at least it's not Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, thank God for little things. Thank you for
getting married, Davey. It's a celebration, all right?
What?
It's a celebration. Stop it.
Stop what?
I don't get $1 million check from a team I don't play for.
That was nastiness as well.
That's the nasty. I mean, I don't know how I get up from that.
You weren't even speaking.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If she wants to get married on a Sunday, fine. Why doesn't she do it in the summer? Or in the spring?
Well, you act like it's so easy to get venues.
Well, if you were really dedicated to your craft, you would find a Sunday that's available that's, you know, at a decent enough place that's not on a football Sunday.
Well, plus she doesn't know if they're going to be at home. And second of all, it's at 2, so he's going to miss he's missing all of football Sunday. It's gone.
Well, it's a terrible life decision by them.
But they're getting married. It's a celebration.
Whatever.
They're going to be happy.
All right, whatever.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So the schedule continues to slowly leak out. RJ, I got one for you. And Raymond, I got one for you. Cowboys Niners week 5. Early on in the season. Cowboys Niners.
That's too early.
Well, that's what you got. That's what you got. All right. You want to get back to the Knicks and their win and the expectations and how excited you are moving forward here?
I would like to, but I would also like to say this. I don't know the initial excitement of Jets-Bills week 1. Sexiness? Yeah, through the roof sexiness.
Yeah.
Is that in my best interest, though, as a Jets fan?
Well, here's the thing. That's a game that's huge right off the bat.
Huge.
And it feels like to me, correct me if I'm wrong, your mindset has been you think there might be some growing pains early in the season.
I think naturally there would be. I mean, you'd expect to have some growing pains. No, am I wrong?
No, I don't know. I think it's realistic that there could be. So if in fact that is the case, then do you want to go up? I mean, maybe the team you're battling for the division against, do you want to see them week 1?
Right.
Maybe not.
Probably not, no.
But it's still going to be exciting.
It's going to be exciting, but that's the definition of meaningful game right off the bat.
Oh, boy. I mean, you're going to either be 100 miles an hour on Tuesday the 12th, or you're going to be despondent that next morning.
Yeah, this is not going to be kind of just in the middle feeling.
No, it's not. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Rob in Orange County. Good morning, Rob. You're next up on 98.7. What happened to Rob?
He probably doesn't like you.
Well, he's not taking shots at me like some people are at you. That was nasty. I didn't like that, by the way.
That was, I actually thought it was.
Because
it
I don't
was,
get a million-dollar check from a team I don't play for.
That was a lot. Shant.
Might be the harshest one ever.
Ever?
Maybe might be.
It was, yeah.
That was a premeditated shot, but
It was out of left field.
And it's not even like he was being nasty.
Yeah,
she just verbally berated him.
It was a nice moment. Everything was good. And then, dang.
The only question we can ask... Where did you get it from? Who says things like that all the time?
I don't know.
Which person on this question keeps bringing it up?
Because I don't get a million-dollar check from a team I don't play for.
Play for?
God, jeez.
RJ, you should do some investigative work and see if he says that kind of stuff.
I don't think people understand how hurtful it is when they say stuff like that.
What, that you're stealing money from an organization that you don't want to work for?
What if they do know?
I don't think they understand it, though.
And by people,
there's one thing in this world that I would do virtually anything to do, which would be to play back, to be back in the NHL playing.
Yeah.
And as great as it is, as much as I appreciate it and my family appreciates it, the money, it's amazing. I'm being paid not to play. Do you understand how disrespectful that is?
Is it though?
What do you mean, is it though?
I mean, RJ, if you got a whopping check every couple of months to not work, would you be disrespected by that?
Okay, see, Rick won't come out and say this.
But Rick wants to work.
But it's their fault that he's in this situation.
Yeah, but Rick wants to work.
Don't place the blame.
No, you're right. Let's not misplace the blame as Dave tries to cover up. Let's just say, Rick, if that person were close to you and he made it okay to say things... like this.
Because I don't get a million-dollar check from a team I don't play for.
Would it hurt even more knowing that that person, you work with them every single day, and they say things like that?
Seems awful.
Yeah, it seems like probably the worst thing you could say to me.
It's not kind. Arch, I want you to find out who that person is.
Like, if you don't love your job and you're getting paid not to do it, awesome. Because you don't want to be doing it anyway. I love being in the NHL.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this.
I love being in the NHL. It was the best. Love being the goalie for the Islanders. Getting paid not to be.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as great as it is.
He sounds broken right now.
as it once did.
Look what you've done.
I'm almost tearing up. I need a sip of water.
See what I won't say by name who that person could be that says things like that. The short victories that you promote, not good. They have long-term effects.
Yeah, they really seem to. They really seem to. Let's go to Shant in New Hyde Park. Good morning, Shant.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just wanted to say really quick, even though I'm a Rangers fan, huge fan of Rick, listen, some people are just dinguses. I think you're an awesome, awesome commentator. I've done some research on you, and when you were helping, you seem to be a very, very good goalie. I didn't watch hockey that much, so I would have taken it personally. I think you're also a great guy and a very good commentator, especially for the Mets and Jets, fans of. Just wanted to segue back to the Knicks. I'm very happy about yesterday, just to see that all the momentum wasn't necessarily taken, and they're still fighting, which makes them, to me, look at the very least still very attractive. And look, it's not over yet. It doesn't seem likely, but it's not over yet, and they seem to be putting up a fight and being a very tenacious team, which is what you want. You already have the Garden, so it just makes us seem like we are real, and it is a legitimate attraction for better superstars in the offseason, whatever may happen. I want to say that about the Knicks. And the Jets, I think that is awesome to see. Aaron Rodgers hosting on 9/11. I think that just carries a lot of, again, sentiment. As far as growing pains, though, Rick, I think you may have a point, but at the same time, the young players that we have, they're very, very mature. Like, the biggest concern
that doesn't matter,
though.
But, Sean, that doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care how mature they are. Okay. They haven't had enough time with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they'll have the off season, and then I don't know how much Aaron Rodgers probably won't play any preseason, maybe a little bit, but still, like, you've seen it take a while for him to gel with young players. As good as Garrett Wilson is, I don't know if there's going to be instant chemistry. I mean, do I expect Breece Hall to be Breece Hall in week one? No, probably not. I don't. And you're talking about a team that's trying to win the division going up against a team that everyone has, you know, favored to win the division in week one. That's a lot.
And you don't, I would think you don't love your chances to go to Buffalo and win, right?
Oh, I think it depends on how,
this would be, of the two games, this would be the one that you think you're probably going to have a better chance to win.
Naturally. If you think that, I mean, it's going to be a two game series that you split, of course you'd expect to win the home game.
Right. So that game one that's going to be a really just a monumental game for the Jets.
I hate it now. Now that you say,
oh, great.
I
you talk yourself into hating this.
I hate it.
Yeah, but you're going to be so excited.
No, because you hit it on, I mean, you hit the nail right in the head, is that it's going to be top of the mountain or it's going to be the worst feeling ever. Because just think about that. I mean, the team that everyone, I mean, it, they have, I mean, Buffalo's what? How does the Super, RJ, what are the Super Bowl odds? Buffalo's ahead of the Jets,
yeah,
right?
They are. Uh-huh. Okay, and they're favorite to win the division, too.
Right. So week one, you beat them. You'd feel like, I mean, like you have a legitimate chance to win the division, win a Super Bowl, all of that.
What happens if you slaughter them? Win by like three touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
35-13.
I'll be strolling like Conor McGregor.
You won't know what to do with yourself. Yeah, you won't know what to do with yourself.
It'd be some of that, maybe.
Let's go Shooter Stanford. Shooter, what are you in third period?
Hey, yo, Bottle. I didn't know Bell a Bottle. I didn't know Bell. Hey, these Knicks, baby, we're still alive. And it ain't third period, Dave. It's first period. I've told you this a zillion times.
What time does school start with you that it's 8:52 and it's still first period?
My school does start late. My school starts at 8:40. But I'm off until 9:25.
Well, what is this? It's the Shangri-La of schools.
No. It starts a little later. You know, it gives the kids
time to sleep in. Sleep's important for the young kids.
Time.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Gives them more time to get to school on time. But hey, I'm really happy about
your
that game last night, you know? What?
Yeah, do you have time to
Ricky,
get your workout
you
in? I said you have time to get your workout in.
That's true, but I told you guys this before. I only work out in the mornings when the Knicks have a good game. So I was going to work out today, but I did not. I usually work out eighth period so I can leave, go home, shower, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, those Knicks, baby, that was like cream cheese last night. That was great. I mean, they were fighting again. They give the fans something to be proud of. Whatever happens now, is fine with me because we know things we need to fix.
You don't mean that. You say that in passing as conversation on the radio. You say whatever. So if Knicks go out there, 103-74 on Friday night, and that's fine for you?
No. You're right, Dave. I don't want them to get their asses kicked. I want them to keep fighting, and I'll be happy. That's true. But I'm just setting myself. I don't want to get my hopes up too much. I don't want to be devastated like I was the other night. But here's the thing. Jalen Brunson, right, baby? Last night, that was a statement game. That was him telling everyone, I am the man of this team going forward. And it was huge. He willed us to win. He did whatever he could to help that game and keep us in that game. And that was huge, huge. And I don't know what we're going to do with Robinson late in the game. He's not like Shaq. He doesn't score 30 points and get Hack and Shaq. He scores 4 and gets Hack and Shaq. So that could be a problem going forward. But let's go Knicks, baby. Let's all stay positive. On June 1st, Judgment Day.
Thanks, Shooter. We appreciate it. You know what would be nice? Is it let's cross that bridge again. What do you do late stages of the game if they start to play the Hack a Robinson game, right? That means that you're in good shape down the stretch.
That means you're in good shape. And you just exactly. Keep, hope like hell that he makes those free throws. And you got to give him credit. I mean, he stepped up last night.
Good last night.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you feel good with Hartenstein, too.
Hartenstein's a good player.
Yeah.
And he's a better offensive player. And he's absolutely. And he's a good offensive rebounder.
Yeah, I don't think he's as good as Mitch, but yeah.
No. And Mitchell, you know what? And we killed Mitchell Robinson for this series. He was much better last night.
He was much better last night, but it's clear that Bam Adebayo is...
He's a much better player.
Yeah. He's a better player, but you got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, I think it's... It seemed like before last night, and I don't know if this is an obvious statement or not, just with the history of, Knicks being down 3-1, Miami being up 3-1, 14-0, 0-14, that there was no chance that the Knicks were going to find their way back into the series. But, I mean, having Game 7 at home, I would imagine in that locker room, it feels a whole hell of a lot more doable.
I'm sure there's a tremendous sense of urgency for Miami now.
Has to be. Belief on our side, too. You heard RJ right after the game.
Yeah, I think so. You'd think so. Here is RJ, MSG, saying we still believe.
We fight for our lives right now. This is something that can be done, has been done before 13 times. So, we just wanted to focus and try and go get this win tonight. We're able to do that, and now we got to go get one in Miami.
Here we go. Let's go. One in Miami, come back game 7 at the Garden.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.